Welcome to Inner Gitte's talk show, where I speak to personalities who knows how to lift our mental, physical, and spiritual energy to higher levels. Enjoy. I want to welcome Alicia Grant today, and I have such a big treat for you, because if you are passionate about creating more energy, a pain-free body, and mental clarity, you are going to love this hour that I have in store for you. I'm talking for the second time with Alicia Grant from Raw Synergy TV, who is a raw food coach from California. And about a year ago, I interviewed Alicia for the first time because I was writing a book about my life with migraines. And Alicia, she talked about this diet that really had helped her a lot getting rid of her migraines and headaches called 80-10-10. And if you go back and hear our first interview, you will definitely be able to hear that I didn't know anything about this 80-10-10 diet and that I was very skeptic. But now I have since then been on it myself, and it has given me so many great results. And therefore, I'm just so excited to talk to you, Alicia, today. I am about to do the happy dance. So welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to speak with you again.
It is such a treat. And it's just so amazing how somebody at the other end of the world can really touch a person's life. And because of your videos on YouTube, that was actually what started it all for me. I have totally changed my diet. So
wow.
I'm very egoistic doing this interview because it's also so I get a chance to talk to you myself.
I love it. That's great. That's great.
So and the good thing is that we get to share it with other people as well.
Absolutely.
So Alicia, I'll just, you know, I'll pick your brain today and hope that you will share your own journey. And, you know, also I have some questions from other of my clients that I promise to ask you today.
Sure.
All right. So, you know, actually, I would like to hear from the beginning. What was your number one motivating factor behind your choice of going raw, low fat, vegan?
Well, I had so many health issues from starting from such a young age. I mean, being a toddler, I had digestive problems my entire life. And I suffered with terrible constipation and bloating, and just my food just never seemed to digest properly after eating. And as I got older, I started getting acne and having headaches. And then once I began my menstrual cycle, I started having menstrual migraines, and just things started to get worse and worse. And I had problems with yeast and candida and nail fungus and just so many different things. And I was basically on a huge search for the answers, looking at all kinds of health and other avenues of how to help my body heal, trying to figure it all out. And after searching so many different things and trying so many different healing modalities like Ayurveda and acupuncture and chiropractic and kinesiology and things like that, and nothing ever really worked, I started an elimination fast where you start eliminating certain foods from your diet and you get down to just fruits and vegetables. And when I did this, my body suddenly started working so amazingly. Like everything, I just felt so light and everything started working, and it all just kind of came to me, because at the end of this particular fast, you start adding in the foods that you eliminated. And as I started adding in meat and dairy and grains and all of those types of foods, my body was like, oh God, no, please do not put this in your body. I can't take it. And it just clicked for me, like, okay, these foods are not working for me. So at that point, I realized that raw food was going to be the answer for me. And I just went with it. And I've never looked back.
That is amazing. And how many years was that ago?
That was a little over 3 years ago now. Well, yeah, it was, I think, March of 2009.
Okay, so what I'm very interested in hearing about is, did you start a raw, like raw gourmet lifestyle, or did you start 80-10-10? And just to explain for a lot of the listeners, there is a huge difference between the traditional, what you call raw food program, I guess, or diet, and then mm-hmm. the 80-10-10, and the difference being that the gourmet raw food is mostly nuts and seeds and vegetables and not so much fruit. Right. And 80-10-10 is very low in fat. So did you start going raw gourmet, or did you start going 80-10-10 right away?
I did the raw gourmet thing in the beginning, and I wasn't as much into the fully gourmet. I mean, I did go to some raw food restaurants, and even my husband, who wasn't raw or healthy at all at the time, was like, wow, this is really good. You know, I could get used to this. And so I had purchased a bunch of raw food books, and I had made a bunch of recipes. But each time I would make those recipes and eat those high fatty food dishes, I never felt well. I just felt just as heavy in my digestion, if not more, as I did eating, you know, the standard American diet. And I tended always to just be more into salads. I was always a huge salad person, and I loved fruit. And so I did a lot more fruits and vegetables and things of that nature, where I just really enjoyed the lighter side of food. So I did the gourmet thing, but not as much as most people. And when I really started having problems, because I definitely wasn't eating enough food in the beginning, I was way under eating, and I was feeling very cloudy and no energy, and just I wasn't getting that great feeling that you always hear about from people who typically do raw foods. And I had tried supplements and superfoods, and none of that was really working. And I ended up finding the 30 Bananas a Day website, their forum online, and I just was blown away by everything that I was learning there. And when I explained to people what I was eating, they're like, oh my gosh, you're not eating enough to survive. And it was like the light went on. And
for the viewers, maybe we should just explain real fast that 30 Bananas a Day is a forum for 80-10-10ers, and it's like Facebook for raw, low-fat vegan people. Couldn't you say right. that? It's kind of like yeah. a Facebook with chat
yeah,
rooms
definitely.
And stuff. So you could find like-minded people in there.
Yeah, and there are other forums as well for low-fat raw vegans, and mm-hmm. each forum has their own kind of energy and their different ways of thinking about, you know, different diet and stuff. But they're all very friendly and give great advice, and it's very helpful for when you're first starting out to really get on the right track and find what, you know, what's going to work for you.
Definitely. So can you very like in short terms explain what is the deal? What is 80-10-10 about in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, 80-10-10. Yeah, yes, a banana in the banana skin. 80-10-10 stands for 80% of your carbohydrates in your diet coming from fruit, or I should say 80% of your caloric intake coming from carbohydrates, which come mainly from fruit. So it's 80% or more. And then 10% or less of your calories coming from fat, and 10% or less of your calories coming from protein sources.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now that we're talking about proteins and fat, I know that it's very common that we hear that we have to have a lot of protein, we have to have a lot of fat, and like, what is the most common question that people ask you when you tell about this diet? Isn't that like, oh, where do you get your protein from?
Yeah, definitely. That is the number one question people always ask when they first hear about it. They're like, because it's just, we're so ingrained to believe that we need so much protein. And the truth is that we just really don't. And the truth is that we can get all the protein we need from fruits and vegetables. Greens and fruit are actually, you know, have plenty of protein. And people are so confused because they've been taught that you have to mix certain foods to make a complete protein. And that's just simply been proven not to be true.
So Mother Nature, she has everything that we need from fruit and vegetables.
Yeah, she got it right.
She got it right
from the very beginning.
and what I found so interesting, Alicia, that I read in the book by Doc Graham called 80-10-10, that like breast milk, it's about 8% protein. And when you think about it, when is the time in your life where you need the most protein?
Exactly.
That's definitely when you're a little growing baby and you need to gain a lot of weight. And if that's like about 8% protein, and most of our fruits and vegetables are also 8% protein, that works out pretty well.
Exactly. It makes perfect sense when you look at it in terms of nature.
Yeah, and that's what I love about this diet, that when you really start to use your intuition and your common sense, it's like, oh yeah, you know, while I'm reading the 80-10-10 book, I'm like, of course, you know, of course we're meant to eat fruit and vegetables and not hunt an animal down. We don't have claws, you know.
Right.
Exactly. There's so much, like our digestive system is not like meat-eating animals at all. So to me, it just makes a lot of sense. Not that I'm saying there's only one truth and one size fits all plan, but it's just, it's amazing to find something where, for me personally, where I'm thinking, oh my goodness, that just makes so much sense to me. You know, I've just been believing what I hear from the media for so many years.
Right. It's like somebody just comes in and turns the light on. You've been in the dark all this time, and then the light comes on and you're like, wow, this is just amazing.
Yeah. So to give our viewers just an example of what a day in your life looks like diet-wise, could you just, I know that it doesn't look the same every day, but could you just give a quick overview?
Yeah, absolutely. For me lately, you know, it's funny because in our last interview, I talked about thinking, my thinking mind was that it was the greens in my diet that were helping prevent my migraines. But I've since learned that that was not the case for me. And I started having some issues because I'm a highly sensitive person. My body is so sensitive to everything, and I have a lot of food sensitivities, and that's another reason why this diet has drew me in so much. I have recently cut out greens out of my diet temporarily because they were starting to cause an issue for me. And so lately, my diet has just been consisting of fruit only. So in the morning, like right now, watermelons are starting to be so good in the season here. And so in the morning, I will take a whole watermelon,
mm-hmm.
and I will scoop out the inside. If it's really, really good and it has great texture, I'll just eat it, you know, as is. But if the texture's a little funny, but it still has great flavor, I will typically just blend it up in my Vitamix and drink the blended watermelon. And that's breakfast. And then for lunch, I'll do like a big banana smoothie, like anywhere from like 7 to 9 bananas, and blend that up with water. And then for dinner, typically I am a huge mango person. I love mangoes. So for dinner, I might have like 4 or 5 mangoes, And I love to julienne cucumbers and have some bell peppers, and maybe like a small amount of tomatoes because I'm really sensitive to acid fruits. And
okay.
Tomato is an acid fruit. So I'll do like a small amount of tomatoes with that, cut it all up and make a really beautiful dish out of the mangoes and cucumbers and red bell pepper and a little bit of tomatoes or something. And then if I'm still hungry, I might have like some nectarines or something for a snack later on. So that's been, that's like a basic day for me as of lately.
Okay. So what I noticed when you tell us that what you eat, Alicia, is that it sounds like you're doing mono meals. Can you
right.
explain a little bit about the benefits of a mono meal and what it is?
Yes, a mono meal is when you just eat one type of food at a meal. So like just having the watermelon for breakfast or just bananas for lunch. And the reason for that is it gives your digestion a huge break from having to digest so many different foods all at one time, because our digestive system creates different acid and different alkali secretions to digest different foods. And when you put a bunch of different foods in your stomach all at once, sometimes those acid and alkali secretions cancel each other out and your food doesn't digest as well. And so when you eat one food at a time, your body can digest that food so easily. And especially when you're eating something like fruit,
mm-hmm.
which is already practically pre-digested because it's so easy to digest. Like it's just, it moves through your system so quickly and easily, and there's not a whole lot of work for your body to do, that your body can use that energy to heal your body in other ways and just give you so much more energy. So it really just gives your digestion a huge break and allows for more energy and more healing, and it just can make a huge difference in how you feel digestive-wise. Because so many times we eat like a big meal of so many different ingredients, and afterwards we're just like, whoa, you know, you almost feel comatose. You have to go lay down and take a nap because your body is just so overloaded and so burdened.
Yeah.
And when you eat a big meal of fruit, and especially just one kind of fruit, you feel so great afterwards. You know, you don't need to go lay down. You don't feel ill or so full that you feel like you're going to fall over, you know, you just feel great.
And let's talk a little bit more about fruit, because a lot of people, they believe the myth that fruit is fattening. Mm-hmm. They have been told, you know, if they have diabetes and, you know, don't have too much fruit, if you're overweight and all that stuff. And what I have found now is that actually fruit is the best food group for energy. So I always say fruit for energy and vegetables for healing. That's
right.
I got that from the Life Regenerator, Dan the Man, who I love also on YouTube. And he always repeats, you know, remember fruit for energy and green juice for healing.
Right.
Which has been like my mantra. And I really believe that. And I have started to look at food quite differently, in the way that beforehand I was into all, oh, the superfruits and how much, you know, minerals and vitamins and all that jazz. But now I'm more thinking about it in terms of vibration and energy. So I don't really think that I wake up in the morning going, oh, I think I need some magnesium. But I wake up every morning thinking, oh, I need something to energize my body. So I like to think in terms of energy when I think about food. So what's your opinion about fruit, energy, and is it fattening and all that?
Yeah,
that's a lot of questions. But
I totally agree. Fruit is so energizing. Like it gives your body everything that it needs, and it's your fuel. You know, every cell in the human body runs on glucose. So even if you ate a big chicken dinner and had, you know, whatever else it is you eat, your body has to work to turn that chicken into glucose to feed your cells. So when you're eating fruit, it's so easily digestible. It's turns into glucose so easily to feed your cells. It just makes life so much easier for your body to function.
Yeah.
So definitely it is the energy food. And it's amazing because so many people think, you know, if you eat mostly fruit in your diet, you won't have any energy to exercise. You won't have any energy to do push-ups. But the amazing thing is that you have so much energy that you're looking for ways, you're looking for an outlet to be able to get rid of it, because you almost can get anxiety sometimes because you have so much energy.
That's actually true. And sometimes I feel like, oh my gosh, I need some fat, sometimes some nuts or something to like ground me, because actually it's right what you're saying. You get so much mental clarity that it feels sometimes like you need some grounding with some other vegetables or nuts or something.
Right. Yeah. And greens.
Yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, but the fruit is just so high on the energy scale.
Yes.
That you really vibrate is. Very high on fruit.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like you were saying, you know, the greens are very grounding. And if you eat, you know, more greens, or if you even combine, you know, a big head of romaine lettuce or whatever with some fruit, it does help to ground you and help you to kind of process that energy a little bit more smoothly if you need that. For some people do need that.
So a lot of the concerns people have are some like, okay, how do I get full on this diet? You know, people say I'll starve if I only have fruit, which I used to say as well.
Right.
How do you fill up? Yeah.
Because we're so used to eating a little piece of fruit, you know, in between a snack or something, and it, because it digests so quickly, we're like, oh my God, I could never survive on fruit. But the idea is that you eat your food until you're satiated. You eat until you're fully satisfied and your belly is full and you couldn't put another bite inside you. And most people, when they think about fruit, because the way society is, they tell us you're going to get fat on fruit, we limit it. And we think, well, I can't eat that huge bowl of fruit, or I can't eat that whole watermelon because that's too much sugar. And there's a big myth about that. And it's not about the sugar. It's about the fat that you eat with the sugar, or the amount of fat. And that's why the 80-10-10 concept works so well, to keep your fat intake at 10% or below.
Yeah.
Because that prevents the blood sugar issues by keeping your fat intake low. When your fat intake goes above 10%, it starts creating issues in your bloodstream. And that's where the blood sugar issues come from. And so you can eat a huge meal of fruit and not have any problems. My blood sugar is perfectly balanced all day long. There are no issues whatsoever, unless I start adding in more fat, and that's where the problems come in.
Okay, so have I understood it right if I explain it this way? So let's say I have a lot of fruit and I also have a lot of fat. Then the fat blocks the sugar from the fruit from going from the blood and into the cells.
Exactly.
So if I have fat and fruit, it's actually not the fruit that's the problem, it's the fat. It's like you have fat in your drain, in your kitchen sink. You know, the water cannot get through it.
Exactly. That's a great analogy. Yeah, the glucose cannot reach your cells because your blood becomes so thick. It can't move through, and that's a great analogy.
So when people, they have problems with the blood sugar and diabetes, they're told, oh, don't eat fruit. But the fruit is not the problem. The fat is the problem. So the fruit sugar doesn't travel from the blood. It stays in the blood instead of going directly to the cells. And another thing that you said was very interesting was that it's fast. You know, like you said something like you almost digest it before you've eaten it, like a banana or something.
Right.
And that's the point with this diet, is that you don't have, like, if you eat a piece of meat, it stays in your colon or your stomach for, like, I don't know, 24 hours or something, or maybe more. But let's say you have a banana smoothie, it's like in 20 minutes out. You know, it's just right. It's very fast. Everything goes very fast through your system, so it doesn't like rot in there.
Right. Yeah, and I don't want people to get confused because it doesn't actually come out of your body within 20 minutes. I want to make sure that people know that the food goes in and it should be a good 24 hours before it comes out. But it is going to move smoothly. Like for me, back in the old days, you know, I would be lucky to go to the bathroom, you know, a few times a week. Yeah. And so, you know, now it's nice because, you know, basically you mentioned Doug Graham and Dr. Doug Graham, and he talks about how our digestive systems should move like a baby's digestive system. You know, you take in a meal, and then the meal from the day before comes out of you. You know, everything should move functional, perfectly functional. And as one meal comes in, another meal exits. And so, but it should take at least 24 hours because you want your body to absorb all the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition. So I don't want people to think that they take in a banana smoothie and 20 minutes later it's coming out, because that would not be good.
No, that was good that you explained that, because it could sound like that the way I explained it. So good that you got that straight.
I don't want people to think that, because a lot of people do. That's a big thing. They're like, well, if all you eat is fruit, aren't you in the bathroom all day? And you know, maybe in the beginning, as your body is cleansing and you're getting rid of old toxic junk, that's a big thing that happens.
It's like in the beginning, the first couple of weeks, you like think, okay, more is coming out of me than is coming in.
Yes. Like, and that's a great thing. That's a great thing. That means you're getting rid of so many years of toxic.
Your toilet becomes your best friend.
Right. But then eventually, as your body balances out, everything goes back to normal and everything is comfortable and you don't have that issue.
Yeah. You know, Alicia, time is flying and I have so many more questions. So I'm thinking that we round this half an hour up, and then the next half an hour, I will talk to you about detoxing the body and your experience and your tips, you know, about how do we do this if we want to adapt this lifestyle? Do we merge into it, or do we have to go from A to, what do you say in English? A to C?
Yes, right.
in one step.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much for listening to Energetis Talk Show. I hope your energy was lifted, and have an amazing day.